The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got this hugely important project, and they're like, you have hours to get it done. Who are you people that wait till the last minute? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony H.
I can work like that. Don't get me wrong. But if you know something has to be done in advance, why wait till the last minute? It makes no sense to me. It gives me like heart palpitations, and I'm in good shape. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I get so bothered and so frustrated and also nervous because I want everything to be perfect. So I'm like, I'd like to get it done early, not wait till the last minute. You know, the kid that doesn't study, that just shows up and crams. That's not me.
Otto,
I know that's you. I know that's you. Why the world?
See, I like that pressure. I like the feeling of butterflies and having pressure. I feel like it sharpens me. It makes me like concentrate more. I have a hard time concentrating on things. And when I have that pressure of like a last minute deadline or just any kind of pressure, really, it just makes me more sharp. It makes me really zone in.
I really appreciate that. But it makes everybody around you nervous. And Anthony, you've seen Otto. We go late to the airport. We're constantly running through the airport because he's like the last minute guy. He'll do it on his own, but he'll call me. I made it. Like, it's fun. What?
You're perpetually stressed out as well.
I'm not late, though.
No, not you, Otto. Dana.
Yeah, I was going to say, I handle the pressure really well. I don't get stressed about it, whereas Dana is, like, frazzled. Yeah,
I listened to Dana and producer Jack stress each other out yesterday because they were too far ahead.
And so, okay. I agree, Anthony.
It comes with balance, but also, I get it, though. Like, I personally try to work 6 months ahead of myself in regards to, like, big projects and life things.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know what gets me all the time? I am the output gas in the morning person.
Oh.
And every single time, dude, I do that. I say, I'm just going to put gas in the morning. And then on my way to work or on my way to something important,
I'm late. You're late.
Yes, dude.
I used to be that person. I don't do that anymore. That's the one thing I used to be. Those the little tasks that I need to get done before having to do like the simple little things, I take care of those now because
they'll
you're right.
You
those
up.
cause a lot of pressure and a lot of things that can go wrong just because of something so small like getting gas.
And then you have to decide, right, Anthony? Am I going to be late or am I going to run on E and try to make it and then get to the gas station after?
Oh my God,
that's
dude.
The worst.
Oh, I've been there with that E light shining bright like a diamond, just stressing off the. Man. Oh my God.
And then somebody pulls over and they're like, you're out of gas. Like, oh my gosh, that's the worst.
On some real Houston activities, you get stuck behind a train.
Oh no, that's the worst. Anytime I get stuck behind a train, I'm like, it's going to be a bad day. I can already feel it. Leave early and send me the projects on time so I'm not stressed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So, when I saw this story, I laughed so hard. There's a Waymo. These are the electric cars that drive themselves, okay? There's nobody in the car driving. You call them, they pick you up, they take you to your destination, right? There's a Waymo that drove the wrong way into a Whataburger drive-thru. Here's the catch. Nobody's in the car. It's just the Waymo.
So somebody trying to take you head on while you're trying to get a burger?
Well, it's nobody trying to take you head on. Otto,
he's
there's
like,
let's play
chicken.
There's no passenger. There's just the Waymo going the wrong way through the drive-thru at Whataburger. Now, of course, everybody at Whataburger is angry because they can't get their order. They can't get out. And the Waymo's just stuck there for like half an hour. And I wanted to interview somebody, but there's nobody to talk to. So what was it doing? We really don't know. We haven't gotten an explanation from Waymo. I don't really know who to call. I do remember when there was a gentleman who got caught at the airport by the name of Mike. And he went viral because his Waymo car was out of control.
I'm in a Waymo car.
Connected to rider support. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
This car is just going in circles.
Hi there, Mike. This is Gab. I'm calling from Waymo support. I'm just calling because I received a notification that your car might be experiencing some routing issue. Please bear with me while I am...
Yeah, I got a flight to catch. Why is this thing going in a circle? I'm getting dizzy. Look at what it's doing.
I understand. I'm really, really sorry, Mike. We're currently working with the situation of the vehicle. Is it circling around a parking lot, right?
It's circling around a parking lot.
if you have your app pulled up, I need you to tap My Trip in the lower left corner of your app.
Can't you just do it? You should be able to handle it. Take over the car. You don't need my phone.
Like, why are you trying to get into my phone? Can't you do something from your end? I am stuck in this car, and it was going round and round and round. The guy's like, I'm about to get sick. It's so awful.
Come on. Come on, Dana. Stop being robophobic here. It's one video. It happened one time.
No, that was one of thousands I could have picked from. That was just the funniest.
How many human errors are there on a road every single day? And
lots,
those don't get broadcast.
But all right, never do we go round and round a parking lot unless it's me, because I'm directionally challenged and I'm not hurting anybody, okay? I'm not doing it. I'm not getting into Waymo. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Are you for these electric drive cars, these cars that just drive themselves, driverless cars, or are you against them?
Hey, it's Manny.
Manny.
You know. As a driver, what are these called? What do we call it? A rideshare driver.
Rideshare driver, yes, sir.
Of 11 years, you know, I'm totally against it because they're taking my job away. But tell me why last night I was up at 3 a.m. looking at a Indeed application for taking one of these AI jobs for Nuro, which is similar to Waymo.
Oh, really?
Training the AI vehicle for the next 12 months.
So they need a human to train them. Here's what we're going to do, Manny. Okay, you're going to take that job.
Yeah, but then you eliminate the
position. No, you're not. You're going to take that job and you're going to give it the wrong instructions over and over and over again. That's what happened. Somebody like Manny, who is a rideshare aficionado, the man knows what he's doing. He'll get you to and fro correctly with no issues, is going to feed the wrong information. That's what AI does. They wait for us, you know that, to teach them.
Yeah, that was my thing with Waymo. So the first time I took a Waymo was probably 2021.
Yeah.
And I was guilty when I was taking it. I was like, man, so I just basically ixnayed some human being out of work.
Yes, I'm not and doing it.
And the other thing was, I was thinking, I was like, I don't even have anyone to talk to. I don't know about you guys, but for the most part, I talk to my rideshare drivers.
I love talking to my rideshare drivers.
I've seen you yell at your rideshare drivers.
That was one time.
You made that man stressed out. You know what you can't stress out? A robot. So maybe you should take a Waymo, dude.
I thought you were talking about the time we were in L.A. and that guy almost killed us.
So that's how many times you've yelled at them. But anyway, I'm done with you both.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Happy Monday. We're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week. Sirmati, welcome. Thank you, Mama, so much for being here. Okay, so before, as a collective, we all find out how this week is going to go, of course, we always ask for calls for a free psychic reading, 877-730-DCS1. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay, Ms. Virgo, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question. And what is your first name?
Trina.
Hi, Miss Trina. Ask Sirmati your question.
Okay, so there's so many things going on this year. You know, my dad was passed away. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He passed away after 8 months, and it shifted everything, what's going on with my family. I don't know how to deal with it. So my main focus now is to help my mom, you know, have a better life of the remaining of her life, I guess.
Mari, Trina is struggling. What do you see is happening in her life and what's coming?
I feel like Spirit is really saying she has the answers within her. The first thing that I'm getting is that it's going to be some time, like a push and pull, like wanting to move forward, but something's pulling her back, dragging her back. As much as she wants to get away from this energy and feel relief, like the rainbow or like the light at the end of the tunnel, she has to feel this moment. And that's the most painful part of it. She will be reignited. There's going to be a light that sparks back within her. And that's one thing that she needs to really be aware of. As much as she's afraid, or, you know, the pain is really dragging her down during this time, there is an inner knowing that she carries within her, but patience is of the utmost importance. Letting that control go will allow her to really find the guidance, because the guidance is silent. It's almost like Spirit speaking through her, but in a very calm way. But she's trying to push her way forward so fast that she's missing those inner nudges that Spirit is moving her through. You just kind of have to be patient and allow your inner voice to really speak to you and listen to that.
And remember that her father is still with her. Her father will never, ever leave her. He's in her heart. Okay, so Madi, what do we have to look forward to this week? As a collective, what is our spiritual forecast?
This is actually a really positive time to individually get our life in motion. This is a week of new beginnings and to ignite our own inner calling, like whatever you're planning on doing. And I think I said this a couple weeks ago on the show, just the fact that April is a month to be full steam ahead.
Yeah, you called it.
This isn't the month to delay. And especially this week, we have the sun moving in a part of the sky that is all about action. And then we have that new moon coming up this Friday that's also all about action. So be very aware that your actions are going to move you forward very rapidly. So take the right actions. Be very conscious and intentional about what you do. But just know that if you want to get something off the ground, this is the week to begin that process. And also improve your environment, because your environment does have a lot to do with how you feel life. So the more happy you are, the more environment is improved, your life also improves.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Of course, if you would like a free psychic reading, call us 877-730-DCS1. And I invite you to connect with Seer Madi. She has spiritual classes. She'll get you more in tune with your own spirituality at Illest Divinity on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are Cardi B and Offset back on? Why do I think this might be a possibility? I will explain everything. And we're going to play you the moment I asked Offset about getting engaged to Cardi B as well after famous people's birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Ty Dolla $ign celebrating his birthday. Wrap it up right there.
Now, we know that Offset has been in news recently for some terrible things, right? He got shot in the leg. There's accusations that he owes money for betting, that he might have a gambling problem. All of that, let's put it aside. Cardi B went to see him. No matter what, that is her ex-husband. That is a father of her children. And first and foremost, when it comes to her, her kids and her family have always come first, right? She's very forthcoming about that. Now we're hearing rumors that Offset wants a DNA test. He believes that the last baby that Cardi had might be his. And does not belong to Stefan Diggs. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's true or not. Man, but think about this. We got dads fighting over, I'm the dad, I'm the dad, I'm the dad. Instead of the other way around. I wish that Offset had been the kind of person that Cardi really needed him to be. A faithful man, because I feel like she really loves him and he really loves her. He just can't behave himself. And she just, she couldn't put up with it anymore. Everybody knew he was stepping out on her. Everybody knew. And she kept forgiving and pretending like she didn't know, and she just finally got sick of it, you know?
Well, then what's your reflection on the fact that she moved on to Stefan Diggs, who's arguably just Offset, but more
athletic?
I think
that was a rebound. It was a rebound. Oh. I don't think she was thinking about it.
Yeah, but why did she keep picking the same kind of guy, though?
I think it was a rebound. She ain't with him anymore. You know what I mean? I think it was a rebound. She's friendly with him. She's cool with him. It is what it is. I think she's going to be single for a while. And I joked last week about her dating an accountant or something like that, but she really needs to do that. She needs to date somebody stable. And, you know, and I hope that Offset can fly straight. Do you remember the moment we got to sit down with the Migos? And this was the day after Offset proposed to Cardi B on stage. And I asked him, what was that moment like?
Yeah, I turned it in. Yeah, I locked that. That's on lock. You know what I'm saying?
How do you
it's
feel?
Mine.
I mean, that was a very special moment you shared with the entire world, with your fans. How did that moment feel?
It was piped up, man. The crowd was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of support. It wasn't no hate. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's crazy? I knew right then, I was like, this man loves her, and she really loves him, and I always want love to win. I always want love to win, but you got to be faithful, because she will get tired eventually.
Yeah, but I mean, they've reconciled before. They can reconcile again.
I don't know. He needs a lot of help, though. He's got to work on his gambling issue. He's got to work at being faithful. Maybe there's a rehab that'll take him that can do both. I mean that. I'm being serious. He can just work on himself, you know?
I mean, if he wants his girl back, he might just have to do that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I feel like the Bennifer saga is never going to end. Ben Affleck just gifted Jennifer Lopez something so big. I mean, way bigger than her engagement ring. Let's talk about it after celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
A friend of the show, Ty Dolla $ign, celebrating his birthday. Wrap it up right there.
All right. So Ben Affleck just told Jennifer Lopez, you know that $60 million mansion we own that's up for sale that you're supposed to split with me? You can have all the profits.
Oh nice. He just gave her won something.
He
must have gambled.
He is a gambler, Anthony. So that means he's giving his ex-wife $30 million. Why?
That's if it sells. And it might not. She might not make the $30 million. Maybe he did that so she could drop the price.
Okay, what if he's giving her $28 million or $20 million? Or what if he's giving...
It's still a lot of money.
Otto, $30 million. Why? Ben Affleck just sold his AI company, Interpositive, for $600 million to Netflix.
Oh, there you go. There you go. He's like, you go ahead and keep that chump change. Okay, Jenny, you keep that.
Jenny from the block is like, dang, I wish we wouldn't have got a divorce, baby. That is crazy money. But think about somebody like Ben Affleck. Like, all that money, he doesn't even care about money. He literally gave her the $30 million. That's one of the reasons that they split, because he's not someone who likes to show out. J-Lo, like, you know, I remember him sitting down with, I don't remember which talk show, so I don't want to say what it was, but it was a nighttime talk show, and he was talking about their Christmas party, and he said Jennifer Lopez bought a 25-foot tree that cost, like, $20,000, and he just couldn't, like, wrap his head around the fact that they bought a tree that they had to dispose of for 20 grand. And the guy that he was talking to, whoever the late night talk show host, was like, but I had the best time. It was brilliant. It was beautiful. It was lovely. And Ben was like, yeah, but that money, that always bothered him. Like the amount of money that J-Lo, she likes to be flashy and he wears flannel. You know what I mean? Like they're two different people.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact, did you say Ben Affleck owns an AI company?
He sold it. He doesn't anymore. He sold it to Netflix for $600 million.
Was it some kind of like movie AI thing or what was it?
Yeah, an AI production. Yep. That's exactly what it is. It edits down movies in half the time that humans, but it still relies on humans. It's not completely 100% AI because he said no robot will ever be able to do what a person can do when it comes to making movies, writing scripts, that kind of thing because of emotion.
Ah, I thought it was going to be to like fulfill like a Dunkin' Donuts order, but you know.
He might have a company for that coming soon. All right, would you be willing to give up that much money? I mean, to an ex, would you be willing to give up anything to an ex like that? I think that for me, that just leaves the door open for them to get back together.
He shouldn't even have given it to J-Lo. He should have donated it to all the editors across the industry because they're not going to be making any money because of his invention.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.